I know I've seen your place somewhere. What do you do?
Vampire killer.
Say what?
Vampire killer.
Come on, man, what do you do?
What is the matter with you, friend? Are you hard of hearing? I kill vampires.
For years, the only vampires that I knew were the ones played by Bela Lugosi, Max Schreck, and Christopher Lee. Dracula Nosferatu would accompany me as I drifted into sleep. I would have nightmares of death on dark wings, glistening fangs, and torrents of blood. I would toddle down the stairs for breakfast, and I would stare terror-struck at my bowl of Count Chocula cereal. I blame my poor math skills on my fear of the Count from Sesame Street. But I still watched the movies and read the books. And as I got older, my fear turned into desire, a thirst to be a creature of the night, to exist in the shadow of life and to never die. I met those who also shared my dark fantasies, and we would gather under the full moon, wear the blackest of clothes, drink the reddest of drinks, and dance to the darkest of music. There I met a girl, a beautiful shade, a divine nightmare, and she gave me a book. "Read it," she said. "It will change your life." And I read it, and I have only one thing to say. Anne Rice, you bitch. I no longer want the gift of eternal life now, because from what I've gathered from your books, to be a vampire means I must also become a whiny, narcissistic dandy. In the past, Dracula could raise the hair on your neck with a simple, "I never drink wine." Now we've got 40 pages of excessive detail on how Louis doesn't drink wine anymore because it reminds him of the last glass of wine he had before he accepted the embrace of Lestat. Blah, 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 fucking blah, Louis. You're either a beast or you're not. If you've got a problem with taking nourishment from the living, here's my solution for you. Wake up early and don't hit the snooze alarm. Louis, meet Mr. Sun. Nosferatu was never filled with existentialist dread about living forever, but to hear the modern vampire talk about immortality, it makes me want to suggest that they only drink the blood of people who are taking some serious antidepressants. Vampires used to have presence. They could walk into a room and with a single unblinking stare, you would know terror. Now, I would just like to see one movie where the vampire didn't make itself known by drawing back, flowing his cape open, and going, "I still dream of vampires, though, but my dreams have become nightmares again. They're no longer of crimson showers and switchblade smiles, though. Now I'm trapped in a room of vampires, and I'm trying to get them to shut the hell up."